Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Ngenda kusaba oyongere okwaniriza muganda wo.
I'm going to request you move greet your brethren.
Ngomuwubirako.
You wave at them.
Erango mwagalizo musano ogujjudde ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And wish him the full light of the word of God.
Butumulisize mu bulungi bwa Katonda.
To enlighten us in the goodness of God.
Okutuuka ku bulamu obutagwawo.
To reaching eternal life.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tujjukiranga mu Yokaana suli 17.
Because we remember in John chapter 17.
N'olunyo olwokusatu.
And verse 3.
Obulamu obutagwawo.
Eternal life.
Kwe kumanya Katonda omu wa mazima.
It is to know the one true God.
Ne kwiso
and the Christ Jesus is sent. And we have come to move get light of knowledge. Glory of God before Christ. According to those in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 6 to reaching 7. And that treasure. Of the light of knowledge. Which come from the word of God. He moves to put it within us.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. We want to move on, glorify God the Father.
Him
who is above all. And he passed through all.
Agenda maso n'okulabikanga atuyitamu n'okutuuka leero.
Who moves on to pass through it. Reaching today, and he works in all of us, passing through his word, our Lord Jesus, who reigns in all the heavens and the earth, and who remains appearing to us up to today, according to promise in the Matthew 28, verse 18, up to 20. Praise Jesus, man. And we move on to honor the Holy Spirit.
Who
has led us up to now. As was promised of all. In the John chapter 14. Verse 15 to 26. He will come to remind us all. And to teach us all. And when he came in the Acts chapter 2. Verses 1 to 4. And he comes in tongues of fire. He still leads us up to today. As written in Romans 8 and the verse 14. That those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We move to humble under the Holy Spirit and we ask him to teach us
and
to remind us all the scriptures of truth. For the promise says,
he
guide us in all the truth. And as it is today, he was sent, we got created, even to renewing us like that. And he passed together with armies of angels. He's together even today, up to the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Unto
us who yearn for him to lead us. Praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move reach onto you the part 7, part F, portion 3. God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works on the earth.
Ministry ethics.
You call it ministry ethics. The ways through which we serve the Lord God to be able to manifest his marvelous works. In those ways, they are the ways.
They are the
ways we pass through to serve God,
to
manifest His marvelous works.
So
in this time on,
still want
to instill in the righteous thoughts of God
the
holy scriptures
as they
were passed through the seven highest ways of God,
the
seven spirits of God,
division,
the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
and you
see that all things are clear,
and you see,
and you get to know all the things in all the earth, even in the entire heavens, even reaching above all the heavens, before creation happened, at the beginning and the end. There you see things in the entire new heavens and the new
earth.
And you see beyond the new heavens and the new
earth, to
reaching the everlasting of God.
Yes, praise
Jesus
much.
So we're still unsealing.
We are
unsealing the thoughts of God,
the
righteous thoughts of God,
the
holy scriptures,
as they
were passed through the seventh way,
the
seventh way of God,
the
seventh spirit,
the
spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Division, seventh
division of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
And so far
we have seen 4 points. We last ended as we saw straight.
But
passing through Spirit of the Lord, we are revealed the general name of God, the name of God the Father,
of God the
Word whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord.
And
we last ended as we understood that that name in the Hebrews,
Yeshua.
In Hebrew it is called Yeshua,
whom we know
in English the name Jesus.
The name
alone above all names in heavens and earth, the only name in which there is salvation,
as it is
said in the Acts chapter
4
verses 10 to reaching verse 12.
But as I told
you here, we pass in the brief through all of them. When we see this God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works,
but
some of them we saw in God's heavenly governments on the earth,
department
in the eighth department of the fullness of the Holy Spirit on the earth.
So you can go there, you
should get the details.
But we want to
move on with our fifth point.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
And we saw
through the Spirit of the
Lord a
revealed responsibility of God the Father, responsibility of God the Word,
whom we know
as the Son, Jesus Christ,
and
the responsibility of God the Spirit,
whom
we know as the Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord,
at the
creation of heavens and earth with their fullness,
basing
above all the heavens, at the beginning and the
end,
before creation happened. Let me hope we together.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I have said like this,
that
in this our fifth point,
are
revealed that through the Spirit of the Lord, through the Spirit of the Lord,
are
revealed responsibility of God the Father, responsibility of God the Word,
omwana Yesu Kristo,
whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
n'obuvunanyizibwa bwa Katonda Omwoyo,
the responsibility of God the Spirit,
gwetumanyinga Omwoyo Mutukuvu,
whom we know as the Holy Spirit,
oba Omwoyo wa Mukama,
O Spirit of the Lord,
mukutondebwa kweggulu lyonna n'ensi zonna n'obujjuvu bwa
creation of heavens and earth with their fullness,
okusinziira eri waggulu w'eggulu,
basing above the heavens,
kuntandikwa n'enkomerero,
at the beginning and the end,
okutondanga tekunnaba kubaawo,
before creation happened.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because always, when we hear that there is God the Father, and we hear that is called God the Creator, and we ask of them who created and who did not create. Because when we hear of God the Word created, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and here again he sent his Spirit, they were created. And then the question comes there, on the three who created, God the Father, because he created heavens and earth, he is called God.
Katonda chigambo,
God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son,
Yesu Kristo,
Jesus Christ,
agambi wakonti omwana guyatonze ibintu byonna mugune
kusi. By the Son he created all things in heavens and earth.
Ukusinda kubebulani esule ye 10 ne esule soka.
Hebrews chapter 1,
nulisoka nulokubili,
verses 1 and 2.
Netuulira ate Katonda Omwoyo,
we hear again God the Spirit,
Omwoyo Mutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
Omwoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
Muzabu Nyasa,
the Psalms 104 verse 30,
nti yatumibwa nebitonde,
that he was sent, they were created.
Netubuzabuzibwa,
and then we get confused,
ani kubonna omutonzi,
who of them all is the Creator,
era ani atali,
and who is not,
naitwagala okukimanya leero,
but we want to know it today,
mubuvunanyizibwa bwenga tubikula omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda,
it is responsibility as we reveal light of the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they were passed through the Spirit of the Lord,
and
move their responsibilities in creation of heavens and earth. But God the Father, in the creation he was great in counsel, the one great in counsel,
master planner,
the one we call the master planner. And God the Word, the one we know as the Son,
ye mukuru muku designing,
is the master architecture in the creation of heavens and earth. And God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit,
the
Spirit of the Lord,
ye mukuru mukutonda,
is the master creator, implementer, the master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus
man.
So we want to begin with God the Father, and we see his greatness, for we'll be shown that God the Father is the master planner, the master planner, the one great in counsel, the one we know, master planner, the
yes,
great in counsel. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So we want to look at that, even though we saw it the other time, that him God the Father, at the creation of heavens and earth,
is
known as the master planner, the one great in counsel. He took counsel of creation of heavens and earth
with
their fullness, how they are going to be, basing above the heavens. Because we heard in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, and he says like this, Genesis chapter 1 verses 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse
2. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba, omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In Genesis 1, verse
1,
we hear in the beginning, God created heavens and earth.
In
that one, we want to see God the Father.
In
that we call the beginning, right above all the heavens.
According to
those, we see most Ephesians 4, verse 6, and is spoken of like this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
Katondomu, chitawe, aita mubyona, era aline mumwe mwena.
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Katondomu,
the one God, the Father of all, who is above all, and he passed through all, and he works in all.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Thus, God the Father, basing above the heavens, where he best to see through all heavens and earth,
it's
where he best to draft all the plans of the creation of heavens and earth, even their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because
it's
spoken of most in Job. Job chapter 28, verse 23 to 24, that he based there above the heavens and he sees through all the heavens and the earth. Let's read we here. Job chapter 28, verse 23. God understandeth its way, and he knows its place. Verse
24.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So what to chitafi?
So that's the Father. According to Job chapter 28, verse 23, up to 24. He
is
right above all the heavens. And
he
sees through all the heavens and earth. Basing above the heavens.
It's
where he best win all heavens and earth. Even their fullness. Before they existed, and him released the plan of creating all the entire heavens and all the earth with their fullness. And him in creation
master planner
is known as the master planner or the one great in counsel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According those we see of him, Jeremiah 32, verse 18 up to 19, and he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 18.
N'osasula obutali butuukirivu bw'aba kitaabwe mu kifuba ky'abaana baabwe abaddawo Katonda omukulu ow'amaanyi Mukama ow'eggye lye erinnya lye.
You show loving kindness unto thousands and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Olinyole 19.
Verse 19.
Omukulu mu kuteesa era ow'amaanyi mu kukola emirimu. Amaso go gatunulira amakubo gonna agabana babantu okuwa buli muntu nga makubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Is
God mighty at work? And the one great in counsel. So we should not get confused. The word God, it means the creator.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
And
when we hear he is called God the Father,
he
has his part in creation that he did, that to make him great in counsel.
master planner,
the master planner of the entire heavens, all the earth with their fullness, is one who released the plan. When we heard that God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. God, He is a creator.
Ask,
who created of all?
And
we hear God the Spirit. Even the Spirit is a creator. We get confused there. Because many times people read in the Holy Scriptures and they read God the Father that He created heaven and earth. But we don't know His creation has stood on what? So His creation, the creating made of God the Father, He brought all plans of creation of heavens and earth with their fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when He took counsel
on
the creation of heavens and earth with their fullness, there was no any contention or argument against it. God the Word,
we
know as the Son Jesus, and God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, as they came from God the Father, like we saw above, they never argued, because there is no counsel, neither wisdom, neither knowledge that you can bring against that of God. Because the Father, the one great in counsel, and they didn't argue against Him. Let's read in the Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30, and we hear. Proverbs chapter 21, verse
30.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. Now God the Father,
master planner,
the master planner, the one great in counsel,
there's
nothing He takes counsel off and you argue against it. And when He spoke,
say,
let's make man in our image, even in our likeness, He spoke unto God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even unto God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord. But they didn't argue against Him.
It
appeared them take their responsibility of God. The plans of God the Father, they have implemented. That is why He speaks. Genesis 1 verse 26, 27, saying like this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Praise Jesus much. Genesis 1 verse 26. God the Father, one great in counsel, when He took counsel, let's make man, and He speaks to God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Spirit, whom we know as Holy Spirit,
O
Spirit of the Lord, tells them, let's make man in our image, in our likeness. There is no arguing against it, because there is no counsel on God.
If
two counsel is the one great in it,
That's
why in the verse
27,
they immediately began to put and implement. They did argue against it, but they implemented it. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 1, verse
27.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, and created he them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There was no arguing against it. Because there are two here. Genesis 1 verse 26. That is the plan of God the Father. Yet verse 27.
Master designer.
It shows the master designer.
God design is.
And he has designed God the Word, whom we know as the Son. As we're
going
to see him, that him in creation of heaven and earth,
yali master designer.
He was the master designer.
To
designing plans of God the Father,
to
creating all the heavens and the earth with their fullness. That is why again in Genesis chapter
2,
verse 7,
Katonda omwoyo,
God the Spirit, who is said they are created, the one, great to implement plans of the Father, he put them in action and he created. Let us read Genesis chapter 2 verse
7.
Genesis chapter 2 verse
7. Namfuwa mumu nyindo omuko gobula mu. Omutu nafuka ememe na mu.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look at Genesis 1 verse 26, God the Father great in counsel,
he
speaks, let's make man in our image, in our likeness. And he speaks to God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ. He
sent
God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 1 verse 27, God the Word, whom we know as the Son.
When
we're going to see the one great master designer, one who designed plans of God the Father, created the entire heavens and earth with their fullness. Verse 27, he designed how man should be. But in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God the Spirit, who is said they are created, one master at implementing, and he created him physically and he manifested him. That's why we told you all the long God the Father, his creation, creates, think of heavens and earth and their fullness. He is great and counsel, who you can't argue against his counsel. He brought the plan
of
creation of all things in heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why when he repeats to speak Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, he spoke like this. And when he spoke, it was put in action. Genesis chapter 3, verse
22. Mukama Katonda,
kakano
aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.
Katunda kitefe yogerawo n'agamba.
What the Father spoke, he said.
Ng'agamba Katunda kigambo gwetumanyi ng'omwana Yesu.
To God the Word, we know the Son Jesus.
Ne Katunda omwoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Gwetumanyi ng'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Know as the Holy Spirit.
Nti omuntu ono afuuse ng'omukufu.
That man has become like one of us.
Katulina okumuggya mu lusuku.
We have to get him from the garden.
Si kulwanga alya ku muti ogw'obulamu.
Lest he eats of the tree of life.
Nawangara ennaku zonnanga mwonoonyi.
And he lives forever, yet he's a sinner.
Katonda kigambo.
God the Word.
Gwetumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
N'ateekawo pulaani bw'egenda okutambula.
And he laid the plan how it was going to move.
Mu lunyiriri olw'abiri mu esatu.
In the verse 23.
Ng'agamba bw'ati.
And he says this.
Olubereberye essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu esatu.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 23.
Mukama Katonda kye yava amuggya mu lusuku Adeni. Alimenge takamu yajibwa.
Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Yes.
Katuna chigamu nakula mpulani. Plan ya kitafu bwenabira.
The Word designed the plan of the Father how it was to be.
Tumoje mu rusuku kati yao ngavude mu rusuku.
Take it from the garden after.
Ngali munimi aliyeri jetwa mujja kumsi.
Where we formed him on the earth.
Kakati katonda yo moyo naagamba.
Now God the Spirit said.
Nsikambiteke mu nkola murabe bibera.
Me let me implement them, you see how they appear.
Mulunyiri oro rwabiri mwenye.
In the verse 24.
Olubereberye essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ennya.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 24.
Bw'atyo n'agoba omuntu n'azzaamu ebuvanjuba mu lusuku Adeni bakerubi era n'ekitala ekimyansa ekyukakyuka okuumanga ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Yes.
You
may not have been seeing them there, but they are there. God the Father, great in counsel,
yaleta pulani ey'okujja omuntu mu lusuku.
Wrote plan of removing man from the garden.
Genesis chapter
3 verse 22.
Bwe yagamba Katonda kigambo.
When he spoke to God the Word.
Mutumanyi ng'omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Yesu Kristo.
Jesus Christ.
Tino omuntu n'afuuse ng'omukufu.
Man has become like one of us.
Era ng'akigamba Katonda omwoyo.
Speaks it to God the Spirit.
Gwetumanyi nga omwoyo omutukufu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Naye tumuggye mu lusuku.
But let take him out of the garden.
Kakati olunyiriri oluddako.
Now verse 23.
Katonda kigambo n'akola pulaani bw'enaabeera.
God the Word designed the plan how it was to be.
Tumuggye mu lusuku agenda alime.
Take him from the garden, he goes till the ground.
Kati Katonda omwoyo ye n'amuggyiramu ddala.
God the Spirit implemented it. He took him from the garden. In the verse 24. Kerubim on the way, they should not return here. Praise Jesus
much.
So for a long time we've studied that word. And people get confused. But God the Father, it means he's a creator. But in the creation of heavens and earth, he's creating how it was it. Friends, he's the one great in counsel.
Master planner.
The master planner. Of the entire heavens and earth with their fullness. And when we hear that God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, and it means it is a creator. Yet we ask in creation, what did he do? He was there and is the master designer. He designs plans of God the Father, how they will be in the entire heavens and the earth.
Ye Katonda omwoyo.
Him God the Spirit.
Tumanyi ng'omwoyo
omutukufu. We know as the Holy Spirit.
Obo omwoyo wa Mukama.
O Spirit of the Lord.
Nekitegeeza Katonda era mutonzi.
It means it is God is a creator.
Ntwebuza oba obutonzi bwe buli butya.
Ask his creation how did it happen.
Munnange nga yatumibwa n'ebiteekebwa mu nkola.
He was the one who was sent and everything was implemented.
yatumibwa n'ebitondebwa.
He was sent, they were created.
Kale ebyo byonna birimu okuddangamu okutubuzaabuza.
All those should not confuse us again.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Twagala okwebika nga tweyongerayo kanyomero kano akaddako.
We want to move on this next aspect.
Okulaba mu byandiko ebitukuvu.
To see within the Holy Scriptures.
Katonda kigambo.
The word.
Whom we know
as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Bwali omukuru mu kudesigninga plani za Katonda
kitaffe. How is a master designer? He designs the plan of God the Father.
Ezeguru yonna n'ensi zonna n'obujuvu bwamu.
Entire heavens and the earth with their fullness.
Erangu bwa Katonda bwebulabikirawo.
And he's creating he appears through there.
Yes, yebazi
bwenyo. Praise Jesus much.
Bwetumusomako mu Yokane sura soka n'onyo lisoka.
When we read of him in John chapter 1 and verse 1.
Ayogerwa konga yali wa wali kitaffe.
He was spoken of, he was there where the Father is.
Katusometu ulire.
Let us read we hear.
Yokane sura isoka n'olunyiri olusoka.
John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God.
Olunyiri olwokubiri.
Verses 2.
Oye yaliwo kulubereberye awali Katonda.
The same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era awatali ye tewakolebwa kikyonna kimu ekyatondebwa.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kikulubiribiri waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo naba wali Katonda.
And the word was with God.
Kigambo nga naye Katonda.
And the word too is God.
Onyolo okwirugambye.
Verse 2 are said.
Choyo eyali wali awali Katonda.
The same was with God in the beginning.
Olwokusatu nerugamba.
And the verse 3 it says.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku
bwoyo. All things were made by him.
Era watali ye.
And without him.
Tewali kinna kimu ekyatondebwa.
Was not anything made.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Obwa Katonda bwe bulabikirawa.
His creating appears where?
Obwa Katonda bwe bulabikira wano.
He is creating appears here.
Kitaffe gwe yatonza plani ze.
That the Father designed his plan through him.
Kugamba ye Katonda kigambo.
Him God the Word.
Yadira plani za Katonda kitaffe.
He God plans of God the Father.
Izo kutonde guri onane
yesi. Creating heavens and earth.
N'obujuvu bwamu.
Is their fullness.
Nazi designing.
And he designed them down.
Kubanga gutulira anti Katonda kigambo.
Because when we hear that God the Word.
Yire Katonda omwana.
Still is God the Son.
Gutumanyinga Yesu Kristo.
Whom we know as Jesus Christ.
Kubanga mu Yokane 14.
Because in John 1 verse 14.
Kigambo yeyamba lombi narabisi bagitwindi.
What clothed flesh appeared to us, we saw him as the Son. Let's first read it that John will see.
Yokane sura isoka n'olunyiriri olw'14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Kigambo nayambala omubiri n'abeera ku gye tuli. Tetulabye ekitiibwa kye, ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe. Ngajjudde ekisa n'amazima.
And the word clothed flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes. Praise Jesus much. That the word clothed the flesh, and we saw him in the glory of the Son begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Becoming a son does not stop him being God, because it's spoken of in the Hebrews chapter 1 and the verse 8. Still he has remained God, and we need to know he's creating. How was it? Let us read with here. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8.
Naye kumwana ayogera nti entebe yo ayi Katonda yaluberera mirembe na mirembe n'omugo gw'obugolokofu gwe mugo gw'obwakabaka bwo.
But unto the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. When you hear these scriptures, as we've read John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God. And the verse 2 says, he was with God. And verse 3 it says, all things were made by him. And without him, nothing was created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we wanted to understand his creating. How is it?
So
what has entered us in John 1 verse 14? And we first see him, he has come on the world, he's become a son. In John chapter 1 verse 14 he
says,
the word clothed the flesh and appeared to us. Saw him in the glory as the one begotten of the Father, and is full of grace and the truth. But we understood becoming the Son did not stop him being God, he remained God. That we've heard in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, on the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Now the creating of this Son, how was it? Right from the beginning. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2, it shows the Father
made him,
by the Son, the Father created all things. He got the plans of the Father. He designed them down. That's why I've been driving him right from God to the world.
See,
he has turned to God the Son, Jesus Christ. Then I bring you the Hebrews to explain to you that by the Son God created.
Yes.
God his plans only told God the word. As God Jesus Christ. These plans, I want to see how they are going to appear before they have been implemented. First, design them. Let's read in the Hebrews we hear. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2.
Munaku zinezo luvanyuma ya yukire na fe mumwana. Buyasa woku bomusika wabyo na. Erebu ya tunze vintubyo na.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Yes.
Kakati bubotu nulide yokane mwema.
Now if you look to John 1:1. Up to 3. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him, nothing was created. Cannot separate it from Hebrews 1 verse 2. That in these last days
he
spoken with us through the Son. The Son, by him he created all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But his creating, he spoke of it in the Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 30 to 31. And he says like this. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 30.
Kale zenga ndia ujali, ngomu kuru mkukola. Era bulijjo yasa nyukiranga. Nganja guliza bulijjo bomaso gange.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Yes.
He was
there where is God the Father. As the master designer. The master architecture. He was there.
Even
in explaining, he said, and I was there. And my work was this, I was the master workman. He made design all his plans. Creating the entire heavens and the earth. That is why it is said in John 1 verse 10 up to 12. He was the world and it was made by him.
And people
wonder, how did you make it? How did he make it?
Now,
the Holy Spirit, what did he do? And they got confused. But all the plans of God the Father, creating the entire heaven, all the earth with their fullness, God the Word designed how they are to move, how they are going to be there. Just as you see how things are moving on, let's read we hear in John. John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali munsi ensi yakolewa kububwe eresta yamutegeera.
He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. Verse 11.
Yajja matwalige na yababe abali matwalige tebamukiriza.
He came onto his own territory and his own received him not. Verse
12.
But as many as believed him, to them gave him power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Yes. You know, verse 9, I enjoy it much. He was in the world. The world was made by him. That's verse 10. He was in the world. The world was made by him. But those in it never knew him. They didn't know who had come.
Is
the real one who designed plans of God the Father.
Of the
heavens and earth, how they will be with their fullness. He came in his own territory.
For
as they were drafted, plans being released, the heavens and earth were his. And they dwell within him. Now we who believed him,
he
gave us the power to become the children of God. That's why you see, all that moving on in the heavens and earth, him Ecclesiastes is saying, according to plans designed by which things have to move, there was nothing new is going to be. Everything was there. Plans of heavens and earth with their fullness, though they will be more, all were designed by Christ from creation. Of heaven and earth.
Omubulizi esule soka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9.
Echaliwo kyekinabangawo n'ekyo ekyakolebwa kyekinakolebwanga. Sote wali kintu kijja wansi w'enjuba.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has been already of old time, which was before us. Verse 11. There is no remembrance of the former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Yes. All the plans of creation of heaven and earth with their fullness, as they were in the Father, God the Father. Yes, God the Word.
What
we know as God the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ. All he designed them is so how they are to govern and they are to move.
At
the end, as they designed the entire heavens and earth with their fullness, they ended saying,
kutondebwa kwensi.
The Son, let us give you up in the creation of heaven and earth.
Wanga kusinya ku plan z'eggulu n'ensi zonna z'otukubye wano.
According to plans of heavens and earth you've drafted here.
Ziraga oyina okufiira eggulu yonna n'ensi.
They show you have to die for the entire heavens and earth.
Nkomekerera ebintu byonna bikomekerezibwe gye bikomekerezibwe.
The end, that's where things will end like.
Abagenda okuwandikwa mu kitabo ekyobulamu.
Must be written in the book of life.
Ekyomwana gw'endiga yaweebwayo okuva kutondebwa kwensi.
Of the Lamb of God was offered from creation of heavens and earth.
Abagenda mu kitabo ekyokufa.
Even those to go in the book of death.
Kulani gye zikomeye zonna yazikuba paka eyo.
Plans the end to that far he designed them from the start.
N'okuweebwayo ye ng'omwana.
Him being offered as the Son.
Yaweebwayo okuva ku misingi
gy'ensi. Offered from the foundations of the earth.
Kubanga bwe yadizayininga ebintu byonna ebinaabeerawo mu ggulu
ne ku nsi. Designed how things will be in the heavens and earth.
Okusinziira ku pulaani ya Katonda Kitaffe.
According to plan of God the Father.
Yalaganga ku nkomekero alina otufiirira.
It showed at the end he has to die for us.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku ebiri mu kubikulu esuula y'ekkumi
n'esatu. According to that in Revelation 13.
N'olunyiriri
in verse 8
agamba bwati,
as he says this
okubikulirwe sura ya 13 no runyiriri olwa 8
Revelation 13 verses 8
erabonna abatula munsi bali gisinza buli atawandikiddwa linnya lye mu kitabo ekyobulamu ekyomwana gwendiga eyatibwa okuva kutondebwa kwensi.
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Yes.
Kubanga plani zonna.
Because all the plans.
Eze misijensi ne guru zonna.
The foundations of heavens and earth is their fullness.
Tufu wamu ne bina tambula.
And how they will be moving.
Katonda chigambo.
God the Word.
Utumanyi katonda omwana.
We know as God the Son.
Yakola design yazo.
He's one who designed them.
Okuva mu Katonda Kitaffe.
Right from God the Father.
Nkomekero n'alengera.
At the end he saw.
Ani nakuwebwa.
I have to be offered. Or people to be written in the book of life. But Bible says, according to plans, the end is showing that he was slain from creation of heavens and earth. But he decided to appear in the last days. I would have spoken all plans the way they were. But let me end in this Hebrew. Hebrews chapter 9. He speaks saying like this. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26.
Mugwanidde okubona abunanga emirundi mingi okuva kutondebwa kwensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomerero y'emirembe. Arabise okujjawe kibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini.
For then must he have often suffered since the foundations of the world, but now once in the end of the age has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Yes.
Omanyi bw'oba osoma ku bikulirwa 13:8.
You know when you read Revelation 13 verse 8.
Bamuwaayo okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu.
Offered him from the creation of the heavens and earth.
Omisingi wali nga amaze okukola pulaani bwe binaabeera.
Right at foundations after he made plans how things will be.
Ne balengera okwonoona kw'omuntu.
And they foresaw the sinning of man.
N'okwonoona kwa sitaani ne bamalayika abaagwa.
Even the sinning of Satan and the fallen angels.
Ne bagamba naye okusinya ku pulaani z'ebintu byonna.
And they said according to plans of all things.
Bw'odizayinize wano.
That you've designed here.
Tulina kuwaayo kati.
We have to offer you up now.
Ku misingi gy'ensi n'eggulu.
Foundations of the heavens and earth.
Kati Bebulaani yakyennyonnyodde.
Now Hebrews it what is explained.
Nti yali wakuttibwa okuva kubonaabona okuva ku misingi
gy'ensi. That he was to suffer from the foundations of heavens and earth.
Yasalawo alabisibwe mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
He decided to appear in the last days.
Kati tumulindirira mulundi gwa kubiri.
Wait for him the second time.
Kulokola nakututwala mbulamu obutagwa.
To take us in the eternal life.
So what plans zonna gye ziggwera.
So thus all plans end up there.
Nga bwe yazijja mu Katonda Kitaffe.
As he got them from God the Father.
Nazi designing.
And he designed them.
Naye ne batuma omwoyo Katonda omwoyo.
But they sent God the Spirit.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Okuziteeka mu nkola.
To implement them.
Okutondawo eggulu lyonna n'ensi n'obujjuvu bwamu.
To create their heavens and earth with their fullness.
N'okulembera mu pulaani zonna okutuukirizibwa.
Even to lead in all plans in their fulfillment. That is why up to today the spirit is still there. Implement all plans as they were designed by God the Word. Right from God the Father. Plans not yet finished, they are still moving on. He designed the entire heavens and earth with their fullness. Even how they will be governed. Until heavens and earth will pass away. And we go back above the heavens. In the new heavens and the new earth.
Means
the one who was set to implement them, that they get created, he is still moving on to see plans are fulfilled very well. The spirit of truth is still there.
We are going to see the mighty
move of the Holy Spirit. Winds up all plans as they were designed from the creation. Yet he is the master implementer. Master implementer.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
we see even the Genesis was there.
Genesis
chapter 1 verse 1 to 2. Let us read, we hear. Genesis chapter 1 verses 1. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord, God the Spirit, He was there in the
beginning
as all were being planned. God the Father, great in counsel.
Master planner,
Master planner, bringing all plans. God the Word. You know, as God the Son. Jesus Christ. Designs heavens and earth with their fullness. As the plan of the Father is. God the Spirit too was there. And he sees, and he was sent to implement and create those things. The creation of heavens and earth with their fullness, even the governing of them. Praise Jesus much. That's why in the Psalms 104 verse 30, he is spoken of like this.
Zaburi ya sura ya 14 n'olunyiriri olwa 13.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Otuma omwoyo gwo ne bitondebwa. Era ofuula obuggya amaaso g'ettaka.
You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. Yes.
Yatuma mwoyo mutukufu.
He sent the Holy Spirit.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Katonda omwoyo.
God the Spirit.
Ne bitondebwa.
And they were created.
Era n'okudizibwa obuggya.
Even they are being renewed.
Akyagenda maaso n'okola omulimu gwe.
He moves on to do that same work.
Kyobola bagenda tambula.
That is why he's going to move in the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
The revival.
With revival. With revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. To be known the way they were, the way they should be. The way they will be forever.
Moves
from nation of Uganda from the year 2022.
It's
just remaining 2 months that it moves. Praise Jesus much. But God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord,
you
were sent, they were created. Even renewing them every time as he runs plans of the Father. The way they were designed by the Lord Jesus,
he
still moves on to do the same work.
So
because God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, all those are his name, as his responsibility is.
yatumibwa mukutondebwa ko guone ensi n'obujuwambu yonna.
Creation of heaven and earth with their fullness.
N'okuddukanya ebirimu byonna.
Even to govern things in there.
Okutuuka ku nkomerero z'emirembe.
Reaching the end of the earth.
Kikiva kyawandiikibwa nti sirwa amaanyi.
That is why it was written not by power.
Sirwa buyinza.
Not by might.
Erwa moyo wa Mukama.
But by the spirit of the Lord.
Jishigwereyo.
That is where it ends up.
Msomera Zakaria tulabe.
Read Zechariah we see.
Esule yokunonyoro omukaga.
Zechariah 4 verse 6.
Zechariah esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaga.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Nedemu nangamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama erize Rubabeli. Ngakyogera nti sirwa amaanyi, so sirwa buyinza, naye lwa moyo gwange. Bwayogera Mukama wejje.
Then he said and spoke unto me saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
He,
yes.
Omanyoro nyiyoro.
You know that verse. The three are included there.
Chigambo mwali tumulaba.
The word is there, we see him.
Ngayogera.
And he speaks.
Nganayayogera kuruachitafi.
Here he speaks on behalf of the Father.
Ngachitafi yagama nchisiru amani.
And the Father says, no, by power,
sirwa buyinza,
not by might,
nairwa moyo we,
but by his spirit.
Plans zatikibwa munkola.
His plans were implemented.
Ezokutonde guli onna,
of creating the entire heavens,
nesizonna,
and all the earth,
nobujuvubwamu,
with their fullness,
nokudukanyizibwa,
even to be governed.
Yonna moyo mtukufu yagena maso nokola.
All the Holy Spirit is the one moving on to do them.
Yovura bankatonda chigambo.
That is why you see God the Word.
Omwana Yesu Kristo.
The Son Jesus Christ.
Uyaja kunsiya tugamba.
When he came on the world, he told us.
Omatayi suli 12.
In the Matthew chapter 12.
Nonyurabi mwomunana.
Verse 28. Till the Holy Spirit is moving on to work. Told us if he casts demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is come unto us.
He
still moves on as he fulfills those plans of the Father. As they were designed by the word of the Son. Praise Jesus much. So those in the brief, they are like that. Don't you dare get confused again concerning God the Father, even the way he created. In the creation of heaven and earth,
yeye master planner,
he is the master planner, the one great in counsel.
He took counsel
of creation of heaven and earth with their fullness,
in
the way things will be governed.
And
do not be confused on the way God the Word created, the one we know as God the Son, Jesus Christ.
Because
him is one who designed all plans of the Father, of creating the entire heavens and the earth, even their fullness, and how they will be governed.
It
was called the master designer,
master architect,
the master architect.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And do not be confused on the way God the Spirit created.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
one is the master implementer. He was sent.
Heavens
and earth with their fullness be created. Even to renewing them as he governs them always. To reaching the end.
So
we want to be summarizing. Let's move on to our sixth point.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point ya
we want to move on our sixth point under Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we move to see the Spirit of the Lord.
He reveals
the secret of the 7 days on the creation of heaven and earth, even their fullness, and reveals us fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, right at creation of heaven and earth.
So theories neza ezabana science,
and not theories of the scientists.
The Twitter Big Bang theory,
those we call Big Bang theory,
ne evolution
and evolution.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
That's
where we are heading to.
Natuagalo kukomekereza mbwangu.
As we went to wind and out.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tugamye mu point ya fayo mukaga.
We said in our sixth point that the Spirit of the Lord
atubikulira echama chenna ku omusaa.
He reveals us the secret of the 7 days.
Mukutondibwa kweguru
ni in the creation of heaven and earth. And it is fullness of the Holy Spirit. The 7 spirits of God. Which spread the depth of the surface of the waters. In the creation of heaven and earth. Basing above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. Before creation happened.
So,
and not the theories of the scientists, like the Big Bang theory
and evolution.
Yes, praise Jesus much.
So,
right above the heavens, it's where God created the empty space in which they put there the entire heavens and the earth, where they first filled there the much waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the 7 spirits of God, hidden in the secret. The secret of the 7 days. He was there in the creation of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Basing above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Because
basing above all the heavens, God was able to create the empty space today where we find the entire heavens and earth.
So we take
away the one say that it was theories of the scientists,
right, a Big Bang theory,
that they call Big Bang theory and evolution. But first of all, Genesis 1 verse 1, it tells us this. Genesis chapter
1
verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2.
N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Most
of Genesis 1 verse 1. For it is great in all things we speak of. When he say in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When he was created heaven and the earth was not within the same heavens and earth. He was at the beginning. But where is this beginning?
We
understand in the beginning that is above all the heavens. According to those in the Ephesians 4, verse 6 and 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
Katonda omu, kitawe wa bonna, ali waguru wa byonna, ayita mu byonna, era ali ne mu mwe mwonna.
One God, Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Yes.
Katonda omu,
one God,
kitawe wa bonna,
Father of all,
ali waguru wa byonna,
who is above all.
Kati eri waguru wabyo na.
Right above all. That is the beginning. After you pass through all the heavens and earth which are, when you move from planet earth where we are, you ascend
past
through 4 heavens up there, and then you reach above the heavens. That's why Ephesians 4 verse 10, he speaks saying like this. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he may fill all things. Yes. If you want to know at the beginning, you have to pass right from planet Earth where we are. You ascend, pass through all the heavens. You go above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when you base above the heavens, today where there are all heavens and the earth,
it,
an empty space God created in the midst of above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it's the empty space of truth.
Not
that of the Big Bang Theory. Where they say there was an empty space there.
And
them two don't know where it came from. And in the empty space there came elements.
Element says,
and those elements, they moved on to grow. When they grew, they got what it's called evolution, and they exploded.
Universe.
That in them they created the universe and the earth. That is very wrong. Because the empty space, it came from where? And chemical where came different elements. Those which exploded after, who put them there? Now that empty space, it was created by God. When he based above the heavens where we seen at the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because in Job chapter 26, verse 6 and 7, he speaks like this. Job chapter 26 from verse 6.
Amagombe gali werere mu maso ge n'okuzikirira tekulina kyekwebika.
Hell is naked before him and destruction has no covering. Verse 7.
Abamba buchiko wakono mubange jirere.
He stretches out the north over the empty space. He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangs the earth upon nothing. Yes. He first created an empty space. As based above all the heavens. That empty space. Today in it is where there are heavens and the earth. Even their fullness. And it did just come from wherever. As the scientists deceive this world. But according to what you've read, Job chapter 26, in the verse 7, that is
written
the north upon the empty place in the earth, hangs it into the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that empty space, it was created there by God the Father, and it's together with God the Word,
who
we know as the Son Jesus Christ,
and
together with God the Spirit, whom we know the Holy Spirit, O Spirit of the Lord,
passing
above the heavens, passing above the heavens, God the Father Himself, passing through the spirit of fear of the Lord, and He passed the depth of water.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He passed the depth of water. He put it in that empty space.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why in Revelations chapter 22, verse 1, he says this. Revelations chapter 22, verse 1.
Nandago omugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu ogumasamasa ng'endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yes, praised Jesus much. Showed him a clear river of living waters coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now the depth of water which was put in the empty space, where now there is the heavens and the earth, which was created by God the Father,
basing
above all the heavens. Even the depth of water came from him, even from his words. This depth we read where the Holy Spirit had spread upon in the Genesis 1 verse 2. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde, n'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba, omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gutambula kungulu ku mazzi.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit was on the face of it. Praise Jesus much. So what we look at here, we wanted you to see most of all the secret of the 7 days, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, those who spread on the surface of the depth of water. Out of them came powers in the colors like of rainbow, and they mixed with the depth of water to create there what we would have called the precious stones, out of which they created the entire heavens and earth, even their fullness.
It
not to say chemicals came from wherever. Not.
A
spirit had spread on the depth of surface of water. In this fullness, it is made of 7 spirits. One hidden in the secret of 7 days of creation of heaven and earth. Because we hear in Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, and it says like this. Genesis chapter 2 verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse
2.
And on the 7th day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the 7th day from all his work which he had made. Yes.
Here that
God rested on the 7th day. But the secret of the 7 days,
it's
secret of the 7 spirits of God,
which
spread on the depth of surface of water.
In
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. And these 7 spirits, out of them came power, which appear in colors of rainbow,
when
they were mixed with the depth of waters, to be able to create the entire precious heavens, even all the precious earth, even their fullness. Praise Jesus
much.
Because when the Spirit of Spirit who spread on the depth of surface of water, his fullness appear in the 7 spirits. According to Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, he speaks saying like this. Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu, And
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Yes.
Upon
them came several tongues like of fire. And they got filled of the Holy Spirit. Now that Holy Spirit who appears in the tongues of fire, his fullness, it is not in liters, but it appears in the seven tongues of fire to show the seven spirits of God according to Revelation chapter 4 in the verse 5. Revelation chapter 4, verse
5. Netabazo musanvu ezomuliro ngazaka masogentebe jemiyo musanvu ejja katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the Holy Spirit in his fullness, who appears in tongues of fire, they are seven spirits of God.
This
is in Genesis 1 verse 2.
The
Spirit who spread on the steps of the surface of water. Seven spirits of God. And they were hid in the secret of 7 days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these seven spirits of God, they were one we are sent in the creation. Because we hear of most in the Psalms 104 verse 30, he sent the Spirit, they are created.
But
when he was sending the Spirit to create, these seven spirits were the one present and they were one sent in the creation according to Revelations 5 in the verse 6. And he says like this, Revelations chapter 5 verse 6.
Nindaba wakati wentebe nebiramu ebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde ngafaanana ng'eyattibwa ngalina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Yes. There are the seven spirits sent in the whole earth. And they were one to be sent in creation of heavens and earth. What we've heard, Psalms 104 verse 30. That he sent the Spirit, they are created.
So
the fullness of the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, they were on the depths of surface of water. In those spirits, their name are these ones. According to Isaiah 11 in the verse 2, there was the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. There are the seven spirits who are on the depth of surface of water. Let's read in Isaiah we hear. Isaiah chapter 11 verse
2. Omoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera, omoyo gwa kutesa n'amaanyi, omoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
So emyo musanvu gino,
so these seven spirits,
okuli omoyo wa magezi,
where there is spirit of wisdom,
omoyo wa kutegeera,
spirit of understanding,
omoyo wa kutesa,
spirit of counsel,
omoyo wa amani,
spirit of might,
omoyo wa kumanya,
spirit of knowledge,
omoyo wa kutia Mukama,
spirit of fear of the Lord. and the Spirit of the Lord. That is how they spread on the depths of surface of water. And they were one we are sent to create. Because when we read in the Psalms,
Zaburi,
in the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, up to 20,
we
see them in the creation, they were there. The spirit of wisdom was present. The spirit of understanding was there. The spirit of counsel was there. The spirit of might, he was there. The spirit of knowledge was there. The spirit of fear of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord. They were there on the depth of surface of water. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19 to 20. We
hear
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. Verse 20. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Yes. The Lord laid foundations of the earth with wisdom. And established heavens by the understanding. The depth of water broken up by his knowledge. So we see the secret of the 7 days of creation of heaven and earth. It's the secret of fullness of the Holy Spirit. The 7 spirits of God, which spread on the depth of surface of the waters. In these 7 spirits, out of them came power, treasures of power, precious riches of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he mixed with the depth of water, and we get the entire precious heaven and the entire planet's earth with their fullness, and they are filled different treasures in them. Now it does not just appear as they say, that there appeared chemicals and they turned into different elements. After they got what they call evolution and exploded, that they created heaven and earth with their fullness. Note, it wasn't like that. Spirit of God alone has been unable to tell us how they were. But as we wind up with our 7th point, you want to see the precious powers in the 7 colors of rainbow, which came from 7 spirits of God.
It
mixed with the depth of the waters. And we got out different treasures in different heavens. And got out different precious stones in the entire heavens and the earth. Praise Jesus much. We say our 7th point. We see the precious powers in the 7 colors of rainbow, which came from 7 spirits of God. They mixed up with the depth of the waters in getting the precious, different precious stones in the creation of the entire heavens and the earth. And it was not evolution, as the scientists say.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, they show us the earth came from water. even the heavens which is. But you expect if it was just mere water, where would we have gotten the precious stones and treasures in there, in the entire heavens and earth? But because it was not like that, but there are precious powers which appeared in the seven color of rainbow, which came from seven spirits of God, and they mixed with the depth of water. And then we got a different precious
things,
different precious stones in the entire creation of heavens and all the earth. Let's read in the Peter we hear.
2
Peter chapter 3 verse 5.
Kubanga bera bira kino nga balaba ngedda wali weggulu n'ensi eyava mu mazzi era yali wakati mu mazzi.
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Yes. Heavens and the earth with their fullness, if they just came from mere water, where would we have gotten the precious stones in them, in the entire heavens and entire earth?
Because
on the depth of water which was in the Genesis, upon it had spread the Holy Spirit with his fullness, the seven spirits of God,
we
are sent in the creation of entire heavens and earth. Out of them came the precious powers. Powers appear in the seven colors of rainbow, and they mix with the depth of the waters, and then we got at the pressures of the precious stones in the creation of the heavens
and
all the earth with their fullness. That is why in the book of Revelation chapter 15 and the verse 2, there is the sea that we see, there are colors like of rainbow. Let us read, we hear Revelation chapter 15 verse
2. Abava eri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo nga bawangudde nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja ey'endabirwamu nga balina ennanga za Katonda.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Yes. He saw the form of a sea. It's like mixed with fire. This God left it on his throne. We know what exactly happened in the Genesis as he created, that in the depth of water they mixed in there powers from the seven spirits of God. And those powers appear in the seven color of rainbow. That's why in Revelation chapter 4 verse 2 to 3, still it moves to show it as it was in the beginning. Revelation chapter 4 verse 2.
Era laba entebe y'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu era nga waliwo yali atudde ku ntebe.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Verse 3.
Naye yali atudde ku ntebe nti naye yali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja ya yasepi n'erya sadiyo okulabika, era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetooloola entebe yali efaanananga nawandagala okulabika.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a carnelian stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in appearance like unto an emerald.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Surrounding the throne of God. Revelation 15 verse
2.
We see the form of a sea mixed with fire.
It shows
what was in the depth of water in the Genesis. There was a mixing. When we read Genesis 1 verse 2,
we hear
that the earth was empty and void. The Spirit of God spread on the depth of surface of water. Spreading on the depth of water in its fullness, the seven spirits, out of them came powers, colors of rainbow. That we've had Revelations 4 and the verse 2 entering verse 3. Those powers appear in the powers of color of rainbow. That is why up to today, when rainfall is going to fall, to bring the floods, till we see the rainbow has come. But it's not a rainbow, that a rainbow is something. But these are powers of the Holy Spirit. As they spread on the surface of depth of water, when they came from the Spirit of the Lord on the throne of God, for he speaks in the Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 27 to 28, and he says this.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse
27.
Nendaba ngebala eliazabu etabudua mwefeza ngembala y'omuliro munda muyo enjuyi zonna okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okwambuka era okuva ku mbala y'ekiwato kye n'okukka nalabanga embala ey'omuliro era waliwo okumasamasa okumwetoolodde.
And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his waist even upward, and from the appearance of his waist even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. Verse 28. As the appearance of the ball that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face. I heard a voice of one that spoke. Yes. He saw surrounding his throne. There was a rainbow.
Like,
see colors of rainbow shine all over.
Now,
that's the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of fear of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord. The way he spread the depth of surface of the water. And out of him came powers. Like seven colors of rainbow. And he mixed with the depth of waters. Out of we got the precious stones. In the entire heavens, in the entire earth, even the beauty of the entire heavens and earth in different colors, all things in there with different colors. But the fullness of this, we studied them on the other hands. Then you understand the color of spirit of wisdom, how it is color of the power of the spirit of wisdom, how it was. Color of power which came from the spirit of understanding, how it was. Color of spirit of counsel. Color of the power which came from the spirit of might. Color of power which came from the spirit of knowledge.
In
color of power which came from the spirit of fear of the Lord.
In
color of power which came from the spirit of the Lord.
You go
in God's heavenly government on the earth, you will get all of them in the full. But all those seal of spirit of the Lord, when we get it from the Holy Scriptures and enlighten us in all those the way they were, and all they are released and they are fulfilled under the seventh group of the angels, of the angel of the seal of God, angel Jophiel, commanded by angel holding the seventh trumpet, the trumpet of the end. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to prepare to spread far, to reach the four corners of the earth. Because our Lord Jesus Christ is on the swift clouds, he comes back. You wait for the next part. We are going to separate the voice of God the Father, God the Word whom we know as the Son, and the voice of God the Spirit, and the voices of all creations in the heavens and earth, under the spirit of wisdom in the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
Amen.